This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me update you on the scores real quick. McNeese State is beating Clemson. Clemson is playing as poorly as any team I have ever seen. They took 24 shots in the first half of the game. They made five of them. They took 15 threes. They made one of them. They took two free throws. They turned it over 10 times. They have 13 points in 20 minutes. Clemson should be banished to the Mountain West Conference. They're an embarrassment. Let's go to the phone lines right now. It's been a while since we've been joined by our next guest. He's big time now. We used to talk and text and hang out with each other, but now that he's an on-air personality, he's big time. That's how people get when they make it. Brandon Kiley joins us on the show today with ESPN 100 in St. Louis. Brandon, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, I remember when you got to the big time as well. You got that afternoon money, and suddenly us peasants that weren't around you as much. You know, we meant less to you, so I get it. It's all good.
No, I know. That's how you are. You know what? You learn from me. That's why you started acting this way. That's what led you down this path. Yeah, that's what led you down this path. All right, so let's start with this. I think the Drake is the best mid-major basketball team in the country. I'm not counting Gonzaga as a mid-major. I think this Drake team is actually really, really good. I'm picking Missouri to win this game, but I got a lot of respect for the Bulldogs and what they've done this season.
Yeah, I think there's almost like two conversations that are seemingly happening simultaneously that should kind of be separate. Drake's good. Like, they're a legitimately good mid-major team, and it's okay to give them that respect and also acknowledge I don't think they're winning this basketball game. Like, I Mizzou is a really freaking good team, and if they play up to their capabilities, I think this is like a 10 to 15 point game, C-Dot. That being said, I don't know if Missouri's going to play up to their capabilities, and I think that's what makes it a really compelling matchup is what we've seen from Mizzou over the last 2 to 3 weeks. Like, is that the team that shows up, or is the team that we saw for 85% of the season the team that shows up? If Caleb Grill is hitting threes, if Mark Mitchell is playing the way that we know he's capable of, and Ant Robinson basically just stays out of foul trouble, I think Mizzou wins this game by double digits. And that's not to say that Drake is a bad basketball team. They're really good. But Missouri beats a lot of good basketball teams. They beat Florida. They beat Alabama. Those teams are better than Drake. I'm not disrespecting them. I'm just saying Mizzou's also a very good basketball team and the more talented team that's going to be on the court today.
Yeah, the thing that I think intrigues me the most about Drake is I just don't see a scenario in which Drake kind of beats themselves, where I think Missouri, we saw that in a game like when they played Georgia on the road. There was that stretch there for about 8 minutes where Missouri just punched Georgia in the head and Georgia just was unable to block. I don't think that's going to happen to Drake in this matchup. I do think Missouri's going to have to play well. You alluded to it. You're going to have to keep guys out of foul trouble. You're going to have to make shots. You're going to have to protect the ball. I don't see Drake doing a lot of things that aids in their demise.
I don't know, man. Like, I know that people have, I've seen a lot of that. The thing about Drake, though, is like, man, turn the ball over a lot, but not by number, but by like, if you look at the percentage of their possessions that end in turnovers, it's shockingly high. And so, like, you'll look at the number of turnovers that they've had this year, and it's really low. It's because they play at, like, one of the slowest paces, I think actually the slowest pace in America. But the the percentage of their possessions that end in turnovers is really, really high. I think they might be able to beat themselves. And Missouri's defense tends to, like, force you into that. So I think this is an Ant Robinson game. I think this is offensively a Mark Mitchell game. I do think that Mizzou's going to be able to speed them up in a way that none of their opponents have this year because, I mean, outside of basically Vandy, they haven't really played teams at the same capability as Mizzou. So I think they're going to have to speed up a little bit. I think Mizzou is going to get out into transition, and I think this game is going to be at a tempo that Drake is a little uncomfortable playing. I'm pretty confident in this one, T-Dot. I think Mizzou does win this game by double digits.
Yeah, you sound very confident in this game. If Missouri goes on a run, per se, who's that X factor? Obviously, they need Mark Mitchell to play very well. They need Caleb Grill to hit shots. I think it's Trent Pierce. I think this is a matchup to what you just said. I don't think that Drake has played a lot of teams like Trent Pierce. We're talking about a kid who is a top 75 recruit, a guy who's 6'8", can step out and shoot it, and can also dunk on you. I don't know if they've played many of those kind of players. I think this team needs good Trent Pierce to make a run.
Yeah, Trent Pierce would be the biggest player on Drake, so that's a good one. I'm going to go Ant. I mentioned his name earlier. I think he's, given the struggles that Drake has had at times this year with their turnovers, I think Ant is the kind of guy that can force them into some errant passes. We know about his quick hands. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. If he gets into foul trouble, it's a problem for Mizzou potentially. They've got other ways they can answer that, but he's just one of those guys that can be a true X factor in this kind of a game. And we've seen it, man. When Ant Robinson is at his best, he's a guy that can completely take over a basketball game for 4, 5, 6 minute stretches at a time where he gets 3 steals, a 3, 2 layups in transition, and then boom, game is basically over. He puts them at bay. I think that's the kind of thing you could see in this game. So I'd go Ant Robinson. I like the Trent Pierce call, though. Man, has he not played very well over the last couple of weeks. It's been strange to watch.
Right now, we're talking to Brandon Kiley here for a couple more minutes. He is with ESPN 100, or 101, excuse me, in St. Louis, getting you ready for Missouri and Drake in the NCAA tournament. Do you think Missouri is a team that's capable of making a run? It sounds like you have them advancing in round one. If they win this game, I plan on making the trip to Wichita to see them play in round two. Maybe I'm a little bit biased because I've seen Texas Tech play 3 times this year. I saw them play Kansas. I saw them play 2 times in the Big 12. That's a game that Missouri can win. Now, obviously, the other side factors in as well. Texas Tech could obviously beat Missouri as well, but Texas Tech plays like an NBA team to me. It is so much predicated on make or miss and if they're knocking down shots, and that's kind of how Missouri plays.
That's what I was about to say. It's one of those games where which one of the teams is making their shots, that's the team that's going to win. Can they win that game? Absolutely. And strangely, like, I think they got pretty fortunate with the 2 seed that they're with. St. John's is amazing, don't get me wrong, but their offense is not great. And Mizzou could just win that game by hitting a bunch of 3s, basically. And that's like, hey, suddenly Caleb Grill reemerges and hits 4 3s, and Tamar Bates hits a couple of them, and boom, Mizzou is off to the races. Can they go on a run? Yes. This team has already proven that based on the fact that they beat Alabama, they beat Florida, they have some of the best wins of any team in the country. That being said, am I counting on them to go on a run? No. In my own personal bracket, I don't know if you're doing one these days or not, C-Dot, in my personal bracket, I have them losing in the second round against Texas Tech. They just haven't shown me enough in the last month or so to believe in them to go on that kind of a run, but they're one of the teams with the widest range of outcomes in this tournament. I think Mizzou and Illinois, for me, are the two teams that I would pinpoint and say they could lose in the first round, could go to the Elite Eight. It just depends which version of those teams show up.
Who did you pick to eventually win the national championship? I think that Florida and Houston are the two best teams in this tournament. I have Houston cutting down the nets. Who did you pick?
I had Florida and Duke, and I have Florida as the team that's going to be cutting down the nets. I just don't know what they're missing, C-Dot. Like, they've got size. They shoot it really well. They've got one of the best guards in the country. They've got a coach that, despite maybe being like a little bit of a bad dude, seemingly is a really good basketball coach. So I don't know what they're missing right now. And they're playing some of their best basketball at the exact right time. So to me, that's the team that I've got cutting down the nets. I feel pretty good about it going into this one.
Are you riding the St. John's wave? A lot of people are on that wave. Are you on it?
No, give me a team that can score the basketball better than they can. I know if you're looking for the outliers, like, they're one of the worst 3-point shooting teams of any of the top 4 seeds in terms of, like, the overall 1 through 4. And if you're looking for outliers in that regard, there's been two of them. Both of them happen to be Rick Pitino teams that made it to the Final Four without shooting the three ball very well. I don't trust that kind of a profile. I think eventually they're going to be able to be had. So I'm not buying in all the way on this year's St. John's team.
All right, last question here. Give me a team from a major that you could think could be a sleeper, kind of in that Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas vein, a team that's a 6 or a 7 that gets hot and makes a little bit of a run like we saw NC State do last year. Also, which one of these mid-majors do you like? I would really like Drake if they weren't playing Missouri. I'm watching McNeese State right now. They are dominating Clemson. Is there a team in that vein that you like?
So I'll give you the mid-major one first. I've got the one that it seems like I'm annoyed because it's one of those things where every year, like, everybody latches onto the same one, right? And you think maybe yours is going to be different, and then it's not. I've got UCSD just like everybody else. Michigan, yes, they looked good in the Big Ten tournament, but they turn it over occasionally. UCSD is really good at turning you over. So I've got them as my mid-major that I think can go on a run. In terms of the team that is capable of the power conference teams that could go on a little bit of a run, Wisconsin is one that I like. Didn't love the way that they played yet earlier today, but I don't know that that necessarily qualifies. They're a 3 seed. I would probably go with Illinois as my team. Kentucky just has not fully been healthy this year, and I'm not sure they're going to be at any point in this year's tournament. So I think they got a good 3 seed to be able to move on from. Illinois is going to be my squad. If they can get past Xavier, they shoot it really well, but if they can get past Xavier, I think they could go on a run to the Sweet 16, Elite 8. And prove what they were earlier in the season is maybe a little bit more of what they actually are now.
That is Brandon Kiley joining us on the show today to help get you ready for Missouri against Drake coming up later today. Also, the remainder of round one of the NCAA tournament. BK, man, I'm so happy for you and your family. Happy for your success. Happy you could join us today, man. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Real quick, C-Dot, if I could have just 2 seconds. I just saw a little bit ago Dan Israel passed away today. Dan, for those that don't know, was the producer on the Chiefs radio network. He was like a father figure to me growing up. His son, Matt, was one of my best friends. He was a groomsman at my wedding. Dan was one of my football coaches on my little league team. And at a time when I was in, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, my mom was going through cancer at the time. The Israels kind of took me in. I was basically like one of their own. I spent as much time at his house as I did at mine at times throughout, like, fall break, spring break, et cetera. Dan Israel is one of the best human beings I've ever met. The Israel family is as good as they come. Feeling for them today. And so send some good vibes and thoughts, prayers to the Israel family. Going to miss Dan. He meant a ton to me growing up. So just wanted to take 2 seconds real quick and say how much I'm thinking of the Israel family. And I love Dan Israel, and he's one of the best dudes you'll ever meet. So thanks for having me on today, C-Dot.